science initiated a second American Revolution. A nation on horseback was soon transformed by the internal combustion engine, manned flight, and a multitude of other inventions. These technological innovations quickly changed the lives of ordinary men and women. But simultaneously, an esoteric band of scientists was creating an even more fundamental revolution. Theoretical physicists across the globe were beginning to alter the way we understand space and time. Radioactivity was discovered in 1896 by the French physicist Henri Becquerel. Max Planck, Marie Curie, and Pierre Curie and others provided further insights into the nature of the atom. And then, in 1905, Albert Einstein published his special theory of relativity. Suddenly, the universe appeared to have changed. Around the globe, scientists were soon to be celebrated as a new kind of hero, promising to usher in a renaissance of rationality, prosperity, and social meritocracy. In America, reform movements were challenging the old order. Theodore Roosevelt was using the bully pulpit of the White House to argue that good government in alliance with science and applied technology could forge an enlightened new progressive era. Into this world of promise was born J. Robert Oppenheimer on April 22, 1904. He came from a family of first and second generation German immigrants striving to be American. Ethnically and culturally Jewish, the Oppenheimers of New York belonged to no synagogue. Without rejecting their Jewishness, they chose to shape their identity within a uniquely American offshoot of Judaism, the Ethical Culture Society, that celebrated rationalism and a progressive brand of secular humanism. This was at the same time an innovative approach to the quandaries any immigrant to America faced. And yet for Robert Oppenheimer, it reinforced a lifelong ambivalence about his Jewish identity. As its name suggests, ethical culture was not a religion but a way of life that promoted social justice over self-aggrandizement. It was no accident that the young boy who would become known as the father of the atomic era was reared in a culture that valued independent inquiry, empirical exploration, and the free-thinking mind. In short, the values of science. And yet, it was the irony of Robert Oppenheimer's odyssey that a life devoted to social justice, rationality, and science would become a metaphor for mass death beneath a mushroom cloud.